a bit of a detour.
a fun detour, but let me tell you about our sponsor, actually.
You should. I think this is important.
Yeah, because there's some really cool stuff that Logfire and from Pydantic is doing. If, and this is a bit of an alternative worldview, and one that I definitely agree with, but Logfire is about monitoring and observing and understanding what your AI agents and other web apps like FastAPI and Postgres and so on are up to. So it's 2 a.m., your AI agent has failed. Why? Was it the model, a tool call, the database? Most observability tools can't tell you because they only see part of your stack, like your web stack or something. Pydantic Logfire sees all of it. One trace across your agents, LLMs, APIs, and database, down to the infrastructure, services, Kubernetes, and hosts. It's built on OpenTelemetry with SDKs for Python, TypeScript, and Rust, and it works with any OTel-compatible language. Every prompt, token count, cost right next to your vector searches and API calls. You query everything with Postgres compatible SQL, and you give that to your coding agent through the Logfire MCP. So stop guessing, read the trace, Pydantic Logfire. AI is still just engineering, as we said. So visit pythonbytes.fm/logfire today and sign up. You'll get 10 million records for free every month, no credit card expired. And you can, this is a pretty cool thing as well. If you're like, I need to add Logfire to my app so that I get this cool feature, how do you do it? They have a button that'll copy some markdown text to your clipboard, and you click it, and it says, onboard your coding agent. So it just gives you instructions you can hand to Claude or Codex, specifically what it needs to do to integrate your app with Logfire. So I think that's super cool. So thank you to Pydantic and Logfire for supporting the show.
Actually, I love the idea of the observability of grabbing the prompts and the costs and the token usage. More folks are going to be heading down this route because it's been very hard to analyze the return on investment of using these tools. And as the costs potentially rise and subscriptions maybe shift and go away, you're going to want to know this kind of data to make good decisions. We're doing this right now at 6 Feet Up.
Are you? Awesome.
Yeah. We're having these kinds of discussions, I should say. And I could probably use a tool like this.
Well, pythonbytes.fm/logfire.
Oh, you know, there you go. I use that code there. That's a good one for us.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. Yeah, it's a super cool platform. And like I said, right here, just onboard with your coding agent, click that, and then